Five.
Yud Zion Sivan, Thursday the 31st of May, Rabbi Gedalia Lieberman. I don't know what bracha.
Good morning. It's appropriate to start a share with I don't know. That's the thing I'd like to discuss is when one doesn't know what bracha to make, what one should do. And I know everyone knows the answer. You make a shahakel. Right, we all know that the Mishnah, that if you don't know which bracha to make, you make a shahakel. But everyone also knows that it's not so simple. That you can't just go and make a shahakel. So that's what I'd like to discuss. How not simple is it?
Yeah, certainly not on
a lulav. Certainly not on a lulav, yeah. Obviously we're discussing birchas hanenin. So, I mean, it begins, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, that Siman Reish Dalad, Sif Yud Gimel, the last Sif, that if you don't know what bracha, Kol Dovah Shom Mesupik B'Brachosoi, anything you don't know what the bracha is, Mabarach Shahakol, you make a Shahakol. This din is not in the Gemara. The Mishnah says, everyone knows the Mishnah, in case of the Varachin, that Al Kulam Am Oma Shahakol, the Abedvara Yotza. That if you make a Shahakol on something, the Yeved, you are Yotza. If you by accident made a shakel on something which that's not the correct bracha, you don't make another bracha. It counts, that we know. But the Gemara doesn't say anywhere that if you don't know the bracha, then you should make a shakel. That's not clear in the Gemara. However, the Rishonim do say it. This din that the Mechaber is quoting in Hagos Maimonius, that says that since the Gemara says, that the Mishnah says, that b'di'eved, if you made a shakel, you are yoitza, so if you don't know the bracha, you should make a shakel. That's Hagos Maimonius. It's also brought in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Beis, where the Ramah there quotes the Tor, which is quoting the Rosh, that says a similar thing. If you have a fruit, you don't know if it's a pre-Adoma, pre-8, you make Adoma. Again, the Mishnah says if you made Adoma, you'd be Yitzah. The Rosh says, the Tor brought in the Ramah, that you can, if you don't know the Bracha, you make a Adoma. If you're not sure if it's a pre-Adoma, pre-8, then you go and choose the Adoma, as we do very often. A number of the fruit that we know it's Adoma, it's really a Sofik. We're making Adoma because it's a Sofik. And the Ramah goes on, anything you don't know what it is at all, so you make a Shahakal. So again, this din seems to be a straightforward din, but as we know, it's not so simple. Why is it not so simple? So there are two Mogen Avrams that give a little bit of Agbola, that limit this din a little bit. One Mogen Avram is in Siman Reish Beis, and the Mogen Avram says that Hainu Ach Shaloma, that which the Ramah says you can just go and make a Shahakal, is only after you have learnt the halachos of brachos. And where does he get this from? He says, Kain issa b'gemara. He says, it says it in the Gemara. Now how can the Gemara say the rules of when you can make a shakal if the Gemara doesn't say you go sometimes in a chakil and make a shakal? The answer is he's understanding it from a Gemara. The Gemara is that on the first Omid in Ketan Baruch and Daf Lamed Hei Omid Aleph, the Gemara says that if you have hanor from benefit from Olim Hazer without a bracha, so it's like you've done the Aveira of Me'ilah. Says the Gemara, Maita Kante, what's the solution? The Gemara answers, Yelech Eitzel Chochom. You should go to a Chochom. So the Gemara asks, Chochom I Ovidle. What's the Chochom going to do to you? Ovidle is sorry, you've done an Issa. The Chochom can't undo an Issa. Elam Rava, Yelech Eitzel Chochom, Yikora, V'yelam Denu Hilchus Brachas, Neshe Lo Yovel Me'ilah. So Rava explains, though, we mean that you should go to a Chochom before you make the mistake, in order to teach you the halachos of brachos. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's correct to go to a chacham to learn the halachos of brachos. So the Magen Avraham, I guess, is thinking, 1 minute, if the Rishonim saying it's brought halacha Shulchan Aruch, but when you don't know the bracha, you can make a shakel, so why would I need to go to a chacham? Why would I need to have a shir in halachos brachos? What's the point of learning halachos brachos? Whatever you know, you know. Whatever you don't know, you just make a shakel. So what's this chiyuv to go to a chacham? So the Magen Avraham is understanding from this Gemara, and it's mechadosh, that which the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is, from the Rishonim, that you can make a shahakal, is only after you've learned the halachas. Meaning, that it's not an excuse not to learn the halachas, rather, if you've learned the halachas, so then, you still don't know which bracha it is. When you learn the halachas of brachas, you only learn in the dinim. You don't have to go to a chef and learn how every food is made. That's not part of your chiyuv. Your chiyuv is only to learn the hilchos brachos, the halachos, but not to learn the different macholim. So you can know, you can be an expert in hilchos brachos, you can know ketzav varchem better than anybody else, but you just don't know what this mitzvah is, you don't know what the food is. So that's not, so therefore, even after you go into the chacham, you still have a suffix. You still often will have a suffix what the correct bracha is, because you don't know what the food is, or other sveikas. And that's where the Magen Avraham says you are allowed to rely on this shahakal. However, if you haven't yet learned the halachos, if you do come to a situation where you have to eat something, you don't have to starve, because I haven't learned the halachos, you can make a shahakal. However, you can't l'chatchila rely on that shahakal, rather, you have to first learn the halachos of brachos. That's the first limitation the Magen Avraham says. Similarly, the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Dalet on Sefer Yud Gimel, on Mechaber over there, the Magen Avraham says another hagbola, another limitation to this blanket rule that you can just go and make a shahakal when you don't know the halacha. The Magen Avraham says that although the halacha is you can make a shakel, if you can eat it in the meal, that's better. So this seems to be a tremendous chumrah. And although the dinners I can make a shakel, whenever I have a food which is a sofik, I should ideally eat it in the meal. That's what the Magen Avraham says. I shouldn't go and make a shakel, I should prefer to eat it in the meal. Now, this is a chumrah lemaisa, and for me it raised a lot of questions, because there's a whole list of dinim that seem to imply otherwise, which I'm going to enumerate a few of them. But I will point out that nobody keeps this halacha. There's a lot of foods that we eat, and we know the bracha is a certain bracha, and there's no question about it that we make that bracha, we make a shahakal only misofik. So for example, I don't even know where to begin, but all the soya products that are made from soya beans, or all the or falafel, or hummus, or anything which is really... Sushi, a lot of things, that's the question what to make. A lot of things that everybody makes a shahakal straightforward, and nobody's makbet to only have them in a sudda. And we'll discuss some of those macholim. So it seems to be a tremendous chumrah. But more than the fact that people don't do it, or maybe people do it wrong. But lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole list of dinim, where the din is you make a shahakal because it's a sofik, and there doesn't seem to be in those dinim any chumrah that one shouldn't, and eat it in a sudda. So that's what I want to try and work out, what the hesber is, when one can just go and lechatchila make a shahakal, and when one can't. But first of all, where's the makor for this Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham says better to have it in a sudda. So the truth is, there is no makor. In other words, he doesn't clearly say it from any other makor. However, we do find precedent. There is a Bach. The Bach is discussing the bracha on oiris, on rice. Now, or generally translated as rice. Oiris, the Gemara has there's an entire omud of Gemara, Ramazayin Omud Aleph, discussing the bracha on oiris, and the maskot of the Gemara is that oiris is mezoinus. That's the bracha on oiris, it's mezoinus. Nobody's choylik, that oiris is mezoinus. There are discussions, there are machloikas, there are arguments at which stage it becomes mezoinus. When we eat just cooked rice, whether that is mezoinus, whether that oiris is mezoinus, that's a machloikas. However, in principle, if you have a rice pudding, choyra is a clear maskot of the Gemara, that oiris is mezoinus. However, lemaisa, it's not so simple, because the Rishonim, the Rashi there, and Tosafot, they argue what is oiris. In other words, we generally assume rice is oiris. However, that's the way Tosafot learns. However, others learn that rice is called doicham. In other words, there's two macholim in the Gemara, two foods the Gemara is talking about, oiris and doicham, which have different halachas, according to maskot of the Gemara. Oiris is mezoinus, and oiris pudding, let's start with this, an oiris pudding is mezoinus, and even whole oiris, according to some opinions, would be mezoinus. Certainly, oiris, which is mushy, is mezoinus. Whereas doichan, if it was a pudding, it would be shahakal. And if it was whole, it would be hadoma. So, practically, when I have cooked rice, if it's oiris, then the correct bracha is mezoinus. If it's, let's put aside, whatever you do, lemaisa, this is the koladeus that we have this machloikas and mishoinim. If it is oiras, then l'choira the ikra din is its mezoinus. I'm learning it's adoma. If it's doichan, rice cakes is different. Rice cakes is different. I'm talking about cooked rice. Yeah. Okay, without discussing that today rice might grow differently, but generally it grows, oiras used to grow in the ground. Yeah, today it grows differently, which is another set of shilas for lots of what's it called hydra.
Hydroponics,
that's right. That's another set of shaylas, but that's another shaya. So if the rice is oiras, let's say it's mezoinus. If it's doichan, when you have the cooked rice, just regular serving of rice, my plate together with my chicken, if it's doichan, it's hadoma. Now, some Rishonim learn that this rice that I have is oiras, and some Rishonim learn it's doichan. So the Bach says, and it's brought in the Magen Avraham as well, that since some say it's mazonis. And some say it's agama. L'chein Yerushalayim lo yoichal ki'im b'toich ha'suda. A Yerushalayim shouldn't eat it only in the suda, only in the middle of a meal. You shouldn't just eat it outside of a meal. The Mogen Avraham says if you eat it outside of a meal, then you would make a shahakel. However, many have the meaning to make a mazonis because that's the achra of the Mishnah Berurah. Mikama Sibus, amongst them, because he holds like the Chai Odom that Mazonis covers everything. That's part of his Achra. So, either way, Lemaisa, this Bach says that this Oiris, when you have rice, it's a sophic, whether it's Mazonis or Adoma, and therefore you should have it Betoy Chasuda. Why not make a Shahakal? He doesn't say you should make a Shahakal, he says you should have it Betoy Chasuda. So again, Yerushalayim should have Betoy Chasuda. So that's a precedent for this Mogen Avraham, that it's not straightforward to make a Shahakal, even if you learn Alokas and you have a sophic. It's not straightforward to make a Shahakal, better to have it Betoy Chasuda. And the truth is, we can really trace it back to a Tosfos. A Tosfos is on the Gemara that says a din of Rav Shmuel Dom Tavayu, a well-known din, or not so well-known, I would say a well-known din and not a well-kept din. Kol sheyesh b'mechamesh z'aminim, anything that has mezonos inside, b'varchan on a very minim mezonos. Generally, when you have a mixture of two things, we'll know, we use the rules of ikkar v'tofel, we have to decide what is the ikkar food, what is the primary food, and which one is the tofel, which one is just serving the other one, which one is a tofel. And when it comes to mezonos, the basic rule is that whenever there's chamesh z'aminim, whenever there's something from mezonos inside, so then you always make a mezonos, the mezonos is always the ikkar. That is the basic rule. And we all know the only exception which is simple and unanimous and poshut is that if it's a dabik, if the mezonos is not there to give taste, rather it's there to hold the thing together, so then it is shahakol. So most people make shahakol on meatballs or on gefilte fish, even though there's perhaps some matzah meal, some flour inside, most people still make a shahakol, assuming, and they assume that the reason it's placed there is that davek is only to hold it together. So that's the din. Comes Tosis over there and says that you have these shkedim, these almonds that people make together with flour, they fry them with flour. And Tosis says that if you're putting the flour there, lissoy the salev to fill you up, so then it is mazonis. However, if the flour is there only lidavik, it's only to hold it together, so then the correct bracha is or eats, because the ikar is the shkedim, the almonds, and the mazonis is only a tofel. Because if it's only lidavik, it's only to hold it together, it's a tofel. Says Tosfos, but since it's not so clear, now it's not so clear why it's not so clear to Tosfos. But Pashtos, what's not so clear to Tosfos is the Matzias. When is it a David? When is it listed as a leave? But either way, Tosfos says, since it's not so clear, it's best to only eat them b'toy chasuda. You should only have these almonds b'toy chasuda. So what's happening here? Why b'toy chasuda? Why not just make a shahakal? You're not sure if it's mazonos or eight. Make a shahakal. Why should I be machmir and have a b'toy chasuda? The truth is, if you eager there and the Gilead Ashas has a kasha, a b'toy chasuda doesn't help you. If the ikkar is the almonds, so then it's almonds in the middle of a sudda. Almonds in the middle of a sudda, fruit in the middle of a sudda, generally you have to make a brocha. How exactly is this going to help you? But that would also be a shir for another time. That would be again. Mishnah Berurah discusses it, other places can discuss it. However, lemaisa, we have this tosfos that seems to say that you can't just go and make a shahakal when you have a sofik, rather you should have a b'toy chasuda. So it's a Mogen Avraham, we've traced it to Bach, and really it's a tosfos which is brought in Shulchan Aruch. However, it's not so poshut that it's a tosfos because the Taz argues with this principle of the Mogen Avraham. Obviously, the Taz can't argue with Tosfos, but the Taz argues. The Taz argues in two places. One is when he quotes his father in Bach that says by rice you should eat it b'toy chasuda. The Bach says you have rice, you should eat it b'toy chasuda. You shouldn't make a bracha on it shakel because it's a sofik. So Yerushalayim should eat it b'toy chasuda. Says the Taz, I don't understand. Why should you have a b'toy chasuda? Isn't there a rule you can make a shakel? Just make a shakel. You don't know what the bracha is. Make a shakel. That's what the Taz says. Okay, how's the Taz going to deal with the Tosfos? Well, the truth is, the Taz tells on the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch that brings the Tosfos and says, so a similar Ishches of Gimel, and the Taz says, what's happening here? Why is Tosfos said to eat a B'toy Chasuda? Why can't I just make a Shahakal? So he says, you know what? The reason is for the Bracha. Tosfos doesn't mean because of the Bracha Rishayna. It means for the Bracha Achrayna. The Bracha Achrayna, if it's almonds, if it's eights, then the Bracha Achrayna is Berin Afoshas. And if it is Mezoinus, the Bracha Achrayna is Alamichyon. So the Bracha Chorina, there is no one Bracha Chorina that covers all, and therefore you have no option but to eat it B'toy Chasuda. Tosfos does not mean for the Bracha Rishayna. If the Bracha Rishayna is straightforward to make a Shahakal. The Pashtos of Tosfos seems that it's talking about the Bracha Rishayna. So we have a Mogen Avraham and a Bach, and the Pashtos of Tosfos that seem to say that it's better to have it B'toy Chasuda. On the other hand, we have the Taz and his Teretz of Tosfos that learn that no, there is no Inyan to be Machmer and eat things B'toy Chasuda, you can make a Shahakal. But as I said before, that there is a whole list of halachas that seem to be in contrast to the Shittas of Mogen Avraham and seem to say that lechatchila you can make a shakel. I'm going to go through a few of them, and the Kavanah is not just ask the question and answer, but meanwhile we'll be learning these halachas as well. So one of the halachas is in also in Siman Reish Beis, Birchas HaPeiros, that Siftes Vav, I think, that ala sukkar, Sif Yud Ches, ala sukkar, On sugar, mevorchen shahakel, mevorchen shahakel. V'chein ha-moitzes ha-sakonim, also if you suck sugar canes, you make a shahakel. That is the halach in Shulchan Aruch. Now, this is clearly a major machloikus v'shoinim. It's not posh at all that it is a shahakel. To go through the entire machloikus v'shoinim will take a long time, but I'll begin with the shitzer, with the Rambam. The Rambam says, ala sukkar, roiv ha-go'inim, oimrim, shubayr pre-eitz. Most go'inim say, that's the Mahag and the Rebbeinu Chananel, say that the bracha on sugar is ho-eitz. And that's also the Tosis and the Rosh, most of the Rishonim as well. The Ikra Shitta, most days hold it to eight.
Well, the canes, you just...
Right, eating the sugar, we're talking about the sugar, the way when I'll say it as the Rambam says it. You cook it until it becomes hard, you damul a melach, and it looks like salt. You turn sugar into salt, in other words, you turn the sugar canes, the juice, squeeze it out, cook it, etc. It goes through the entire process until it looks like the sugar that comes to our house. On that sugar, he says, Roiv Goinim say it is or eight. We'll discuss in a moment briefly why. And Mitzas Goinim Omru, some Goinim say it's Hadomo. Why would it be eight? Even if you say that it retains the original bracha, the sugar cane grows in the ground. It doesn't grow on a tree.
So,
sugar beets is a different discussion. Sugar beets would certainly not be for eight. It's a shiloh of just Hadomo or Shakel. But sugar canes would be for eight or Shakel. Generally speaking, today, the Mishabura writes that today our sugar is made from sugar beets, but that was what he was speaking in Russia. Today, 80% of the sugar in universities is made from sugar cane, and here in England, it's 50-50, apparently. Yeah, check that out once. It's 50-50, because sugar cane doesn't grow over here, so therefore it's half of it's sugar cane, half of it's sugar beet. So that would create another sopping. But either way, let's discuss the classic case, which is in Shulchan Aruch, which is sugar cane, which, as I'm pointing out, half of the sugar that we're eating is from sugar cane. So, So some say it's eight. Why it's eight? Because they bring a pasuk. Moses brings it in the Gemara. The pasuk says, Yari im davshi, a pasuk in Shoshirim, Yari im davshi, a forest of dvash. What's a forest of honey? A forest of sugar? So Moses says, that's referring to sugar. It's referring to a forest of sugar canes. Well, the pasuk calls it a forest, so that means it's a tree. And if it's a tree, then it's eight. That's very interesting, because the pashtas, according to the rules that the Gemara sets out, what the size, what the term is, what Gemara eight, that's not, you don't, it's not what you call it, or what it says in the pasuk. There's a specific set of rules. It depends how the branches grow, etc., etc. But nevertheless, that's the Maisa, what the Reuven Goyenim say, and the Rishonim, that the sugar is eight. Others say it's Adoma, and then comes the Rambam, and the Rambam says, "Vani Omer lo yehei dvash elu akonim." The sugar of these sugar canes shouldn't be a greater bracha, stronger bracha than dvash tmorim, than the sugar, the honey that flows from dates, which is a clear Gemara. Duvshu the tamrim bracha or shakel the gemorah on honey that comes from dates, like other fruit juices, you make a shakel, so it's a straightforward Gemara. So the Rambam says, if that shakel, This sugar, shenishtana l'dei ha'ur, has gone through, has been cooked, it's gone through a process, a greater process, it should certainly be shakel. So we have a machloikus. How do we paskel? So I've already pointed out, the ma'ayis we paskel the shakel, but we don't really paskel the shakel, and let me explain. The Tor says, the Rambam says it's shakel, and why does it say shakel? Because it's gone through a whole process. It's changed more than the date honey has changed. Says the Tor, you can't compare the two things. The dates were planted to be dates, and therefore the honey is not the pre, that's not the fruit, that's come out of the fruit. Whereas the sugar, the original intention when you planted the canes, were adaita de hochinati luhu, in the words of the Torah. That was the intention when you planted the canes, that they should be sugar. So if you want to determine what is the fruit, this is the fruit, the sugar that you get at home, that is the fruit of this tree, that's its form. It hasn't changed forms, it hasn't gone through a process, it's gone through a long process, but that is the exact way you make the bracha. That is the thing. That's what the Torah says. And therefore the Torah sides with the Rishonim and the Goinim that say it is or eats. So comes the Beis Yosef and brings the Rambam and discusses the Torah, and he says about the Torah, although the Torah seems to be right, the correct bracha seems to be or eats. Nevertheless, Kiman the Sveiko, it's a Sofik. You have the shit, it's a Rambam. You can't ignore the Rambam. So the Rambam says it's a Shakel. So it's a Sofik, so you make a Shakel. So Lemaisa, the Beis Yosef says to make a Shakel. The truth is, it's interesting because in Kesef Mishnah, in the Beis Yosef Sefer, on the Mechaber Sefer on Rambam, over there he sides with the Rambam. It's interesting that a Sefer on the Rambam he sides with the Rambam, and a Sefer on the Tor he sides with the Tor. Okay, we have to work out which one was written first. There is no way to know generally that Chidosh says that they're both written simultaneously over many years, and that there's no way to know just with a rule which one is written first, which one is written afterwards. But either way, it's ironic that on the Sefer Rambam he sides with the Rambam, and he argues the Tor, and he says if the Tor lived in Mitzrayim, then he would understand. But we can't go into that now. And in the Sefer on Beis Yosef sides, either way, the Beis Yosef sides with the Torah and says the correct brachah is 8, but it's a sofik. So for a sofik, you make a shahakon. And Pashtus, that's shat in halacha, that you make a shahakon, it's a sofik. The Taz holds the Ikra Din is a 8, kemat. The Gros also holds the Ikra Din is a 8. But nevertheless, it might make a shahakon. Now there's no Mogen of Ram over there saying, 1 minute, like a tchilu, you shouldn't make a shahakon, you should have a Tehra Suda. There is no Mogen of Ram. It seems straightforward that you can make a shahakon. Now you might tell me, of course not, because a Tehra Suda wouldn't help you. Because if you have sugar in the middle of the Suda, again you're going to have to make a bracha, because it's not part of the Suda. So that's why it doesn't say to have it take a Suda. But there is a counter-argument, which is okay, but if it's not like a tchila to make a shahakol, the man should make two brachas. Eat one thing which is ha'et, and another thing which is shahakol, or maybe ha'et ha'domah and shahakol, and cover all the sveikas. The Mogen Avraham seems over here to be like a tchila, that's the language of Mechaber, and there's no Mogen Avraham arguing, or pointing out, to be machmir, all the poiskim, who bring the chumrah of the Mogen Avraham. All the poskim who bring the chumrah of the Mogen Avraham say that all the poskim that bring the chumrah of the Mogen Avraham, nevertheless, it comes to sugar. They say to make a shahakol, and it's not the only example. I'm going to go through another example, which is even more relevant than sugar. There is a din in also in Simon Reish Beis Siv Zayin. It's based on the Gemara Trima. Trima means the Gemara says that Yiboyelu Hum Rabbanon Mi Rava was one of the. Rabbanon asked Rava, Trima Mao, what's the brach on Trima? And Rava didn't know exactly what Trima was. And the Ravina gave him a hint, and Bekitza, Trima means crushed fruit. You have fruit and you crush it, and it loses its surah, it loses its form. What brach is it? And the Gemara's maskana is Hilchasa Tamri Vavid no Trima, so I'm chesed with Aleph, Tamri Vavid no Trima, but brach on lay. So if you take tomorrow's dates and you turn it into trima, you make eights. My timer, what's the reason? It retains its original state. So you take fruit, says the Gemara Kompot. You take fruit, we'll discuss that in a moment, and you turn it into a different form, you crush it, it retains its brocho eights. That's the din of the Mechaber. And says the Ramah, according to that, huh? No, not because it's nikkur, even when it's not nikkur. That seems to be the pshat of the Gemara, but pashtus. Says the Ramah, according to that, kompot is ha'eitz. Not when it's nikkur, when it's not nikkur. However, he says, since there is another shitta, so therefore, it's not so simple, you should make a shahakol. What is the other shitta about? So let me explain. The Gemara says, it's a straightforward Gemara, that when you crush fruit or vegetables, it retains its bracha. So, and that's the Rambam, this is the way Beis Yosef organizes the machlokes. The Rambam has such a din, tmorim, shemiyachon, if you take tmorim, you take out the pitch, you turn it into an issa, into a dough, it's totally lost its tura, nevertheless, it retains its original brocha. That is one shitta. However, there is another shitta. And the other shitta is the way the Truma Sadeshan learns Rashi. Rashi on Trima says, Trima is kol dovashu, shame Trima. We use the word Trima for kol dovashu mukotosh kitzas, something which is a little bit crushed, ainu marusuk, and it's not totally ground up. Something which is not totally ground up is called, that's what Trima is. So it says the Truma Sadeshan, Rashi learns that only when it's still pieces, that's what people are aware of pieces. When there's still pieces, then it's weights. Then the Rambam agrees and Rashi also agrees. But if it's totally ground up, says the Truma Sadeshan in Shittas Rashi, so then it loses its bracha. So according to Rashi, so if you have applesauce, if there's pieces, then it's straightforward that applesauce is eight. If there's no pieces, then seemingly it loses its bracha, and the bracha is shahakal according to Rashi. Now the Maizah is not so partial, the Truma Sadeshan goes on to prove that there's a number of Gemaras that are clear that even when something has lost its Torah, it retains its bracha, and therefore he makes another clause, another chiluk. But if it's derech, if it's normal to eat it, so then even if it's lost its state, even if it's totally ground up, nevertheless the bracha remains, then it does retain its bracha, even according to Rashi. So when we have applesauce, according to the Rambam, it's certainly eight. According to Rashi, it depends if it's derech or not derech. So then you have to go into how to define derech, what's called derech. Does derech mean that's the main way to eat it? Does derech mean that's a reasonable way to eat it? But that would be a shir in itself. So we have to work out what derech is. But lemaisa, when you have this kompot, which is not derech, which is not the normal way to eat it, so according to the Rambam, the bracha would be eight. At least the Mogen Avraham says it has to be. Rashi would only say it loses its bracha if it's totally lost it. It's totally lost it. It has to be cooked and dissolved. But kids, if you have applesauce or he talks about padvila, something like that. That's
a smoothie.
A smoothie, that's right, a smoothie, exactly, a smoothie. Yeah. If you have a smoothie, according to the Rambam, it retains its bracha. According to the Rambam, almost everything. For hummus and tchina certainly retain the bracha, and smoothies, and different fruit bars, and even if they've been turned into a puree, according to the Rambam, they all retain the bracha. They retain the bracha. According to Rashi, if it's not called derech, so let's say a smoothie is not called derech, it's not enough to be called derech, let's say, so then according to Rashi, it loses its bracha and you make a shahakal. So the Ramah says the Ikkar is like the Rambam. It's interesting over here. The Machaber passes at the Rambam. The Ramah says about the Rambam, Kainir Ikkar. So all these things, the Ikkar at the end, the Brocha is that things retain the Brocha. If you have soya sausages which have been totally changed, it might be different, but the Pashtus, or potatoes, even mashed potatoes, etc., mashed potatoes certainly. So then it retains its Brocha. The Ikkar is like the Rambam. But nevertheless, says the Ramah, to be Choshesh, Shittus Rashi, Lechatchila, you should make a Shakel. Tchilo, you should make a shakel. He's telling Tchilo what to do, the best way. Can't make a shakel. And there is no more than a Rome that says better not to make a shakel, better to have a b'deicha soda. Right? So once again, that's a second raya. Again, you could say that these compots, you would make a bracha even b'deicha soda. Once again, so maybe make two brachas. But then there is a third raya, which we're going to have to do briefly, which is perhaps even more explicit, or most explicit. The Mechaber talks about me shriyas tzimukim. If you take raisins and soak them in water and soak it until the water gets the taste of the raisins, so what bracha would you make on that water? So it's a machloikus. It ends up being a machloikus, the Rosh and the Rashba. According to the Rashba, the bracha would be a shahakol, just like fruit juice. But according to the Rosh, it's more similar to meishlokus, to vegetable soup. Which the Gemara says the bracha is hadoma. When exactly the bracha is hadoma? If you remember, we had a share about it. Maybe you learned it yourselves. I had a share about it also some time ago over here. But either way, there's machlokes here whether the meishri has tzmukim, whether the water that has the taste of the raisins is more similar to vegetable soup, which is hadoma, meaning that it's a eight, or that's the shitza rosh, or the rashba that holds it's shahakel because it's just like fruit juice. And then it goes on to discuss if there's enough raisins come out, then it may be agafen. But here it's talking about just the time has come out. Yeah, there is a way to make, that's right, raisin juice, I'm sorry, that's agafen. And that's the second half of the halacha, how much has to come out of the raisins in order to turn it to agafen. But here we're discussing in a way that it's certainly not enough for that. It's not that the entire juice of the raisin has come out. It's more water with the taste of raisins. So the Maisa says to the Shulchan Aruch, the bracha is showing that straightforward, you make a shahaka. But the bracha chreini, you have a problem. Is it aloeitz or is it a berinafoshes? And therefore you have to, and you can't have two, you can't eat, you can't have a b'teicha soda. Why not? It seems, because he doesn't say this option. Because it seems that you wouldn't be eating a b'teicha soda, which is interesting, which means even a drink, if it has the din of, if the drink is adoma or eitz, then b'teicha soda doesn't cover it. In other words, you don't look at it like a drink, you look at it like raisins. Zolzayin. So you can't have b'teicha soda. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you should have two macholim, one which the bracha is aloeitz. Eat some grapes and eat some, drink some water if you're thirsty, or drink some, or eat some sugar. Well, could you eat sugar? Not so simple. Sugar itself is a shaila also, yeah? Eat, take something else, which isn't the shaila, straightforward shahakol, and then make both bracha chreina. And over here, the Magen Avraham self says that why do you make the bracha chreina shahakol? Why? Because I could have a shahakol yotso. He himself brings that din, just make a shahakol. And the truth is, in the words of the Beis Yosef, he says, Negeil a bracha rishoyin, when it comes to the bracha rishoyin on this Michael, lo nafkul on midi, there's no nafkamina, very strong words. There's no nafkamina, because you can make a shakel. Well, if you hold as a chumra to have a b'teicha soda, so then there is a nafkamina, that lechatchila you should have a b'teicha soda. It seems quite clear, when in going through the different cases in Shulchan Aruch, that there seems to be cases that are sveikas, and you could make a shakel. Like we ourselves make shakel on different macholim, because it's machloikos, Rashi, the Rambam, etc., and we don't say, 1 minute, we won't eat to only b'teicha soda. So what is the difference between these cases and the rule of the Magen Avraham, the case of the Bach, the case of the Tosfos? Now, if the clock wasn't wasn't our enemy, so then we would discuss two different mahalchim. But one mahalach, a simple mahalach, is perhaps that the whole din to make a, not to make a shahakol, is a chetchila. Od if tve, it's better b'teicha soda. So that's only if you have a sofek between zoynus or adomam, zoynus or eitz. If you know for sure that it's supposed to have a brachim of a reres, a special bracha, and you're giving it a bracha klolis, a general bracha, so then it's better not to. However, if one of the tzadim of the sofik, if one of the sides of the coin, if perhaps the correct bracha is a shahakol, if that's one of the brachas, so then perhaps you can lechatchila make a shahakol. And that works perfectly, the difference between all these cases. In the case that we spoke about, the trima, the crushed fruit, so it might be your eitz, it might be shahakol. So it's not just that I have a suffix, so I'm making a shakel because that covers everything. I have a suffix, I'm making a shakel because it covers everything, and it could even be that the bracha shakel. So I have an extra suffix over here. Similarly, in the case of the sugar, the Rambam holds a shakel. So it's not just shakel covers everything, it may even be shakel. Similarly, the case of the meishrias tzvukim, the water from the raisins, which the Rashba holds a shakel, so it might be shakel, that's why I can look at chilim shakel. Not so by the rice, which is machloik, the sofik if it's mazoidus or adoma, when I have the rice whole. Because if it's doichem, then it's adoma. And not so by the shkedim in toisvus, which is or eitz or mazoidus, and therefore, in those cases, it's certainly not shakel, that's where the Mughal Rom's chumra kicks in, that you should look at chilim, have it, or the tzvay, it's better to have it. Have a good day.